This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is asking daycare centers statewide to close by Friday. The governor said there will be exceptions for healthcare workers and first responders. Beshear says the state is preparing a plan to offer childcare for healthcare workers, but so far we don't know details of that plan. Learning Grove is preparing to close its Kentucky locations at the end of this week. The nonprofit provides early learning to thousands of children in Ohio and Kentucky. Learning Grove CEO Shannon Starkey Taylor joins us now live on the phone to talk about how these closures may impact families. Shannon, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Shannon, this must be some challenging times. It is for a lot of us in a lot of different ways, but share your perspective on how it's impacting you and your organization.
Sure. You know, I think that challenging times, just like you said, have led us to be much more innovative. And some things that have surprised me is, in addition to everything you're seeing on Facebook about companies stepping up, it really reminds me of what a charitable community we have and how we have so many sister agencies that are willing to step up, whether it's the Free Store Food Bank or I just heard Jorge from the Y. So that's been really, really surprising. I've also been really surprised pleasantly by, you know, we're talking specifically about the state of Kentucky, but both governors and their quick response and how they both have suggested how childcare, the closing of childcare will impact many, but have also focused on really the mental health needs of our community during times of crisis. And then Ohio's governor in particular was really ahead of the ball game by giving us additional pandemic days and doubling the amount of sick time. So Jorge might have addressed this, but childcare doesn't get paid per enrollment of children like school districts. We get paid per attendance with a certain amount of absenteeism needed. So before we even needed to rally as childcare providers, Ohio's Governor DeWine and now Beshear is working on this. Came out and said, you know, you don't need to worry about that. We're already thinking this through. So that's been a really pleasant surprise on our end. And so we found the communication to be really, really helpful. I think just focusing on internally here at Learning Grove, it's really challenging us. And I heard Jorge mention this as well. We're doing the same thing of pivoting our existing programs and centers and saying, how can we be available to those that are essential staff? So that's required us as an agency to be much more flexible and nimble, which has been nice to see us step up to the occasion. So just a little perspective with Learning Grove. We serve over 3,200 children a year, and we have 21 early learning centers and 11 in Ohio and 10 in Kentucky. And then we have 21 school aid sites serving over 800 students. But we also have 28 in-home family childcare providers that serve over 300 families. So how can we mobilize the physical assets that we have as far as buildings and repurpose our staff to care for those that are in those essential staff categories? And we really feel like that's consistent with our mission. So we're happy to do it. It's just requiring us to, you know, turn on a dime. So that's been something that's been interesting to watch from my seat.
We're talking with Shannon Starkey Taylor. She's the CEO of Learning Grove, a nonprofit childcare early learning center that offers opportunities to thousands of kids on both sides of the river in Ohio and Kentucky. And Shannon, you know, between media gigs once, I spent a couple years working as an instructor assistant in a preschool program in Cincinnati Public Schools. And
awesome.
What was so excited to see that real schooling takes place in those early years with 3, 4, and 5 year olds. It's not just, you know, playtime. There's real learning that takes place. And so as we see school districts close across the country and older kids who are very skilled at screens, learning how to take their work home and to continue to be engaged, how is that working for the kids who are served by your organization? How are these lessons taken home?
Yeah, that's a great question and something that we've been huddling about and have a really good plan in place. And I wanted to start off, Michael, by saying thank you for what you've done in your prior career. And you've always been a huge supporter of early care and education. So I personally am grateful for that. And I thought I could use this opportunity, and you haven't used these words, but we're really trying to educate the community now about not using the word daycare, too. So thank you for using words like early learning or early care and education. And there's a lot of reasons why that are obvious. But we feel if daycare is used, it doesn't speak to the level of education. and we're not held in the highest regards. And if you think about it, we're really critical staff right now that are providing quality care for, the first responders and those of service. So another surprise to me is I think childcare as an industry is actually getting more respect. And it's kind of, if you're sitting in my seat, a little bit overdue, but we're really happy to see that. So just like you said, some of the things that we're working on internally is repurposing our staff. And so whether it's through Google Chats or through Facebook Live, there's no reason why our childcare programs can't keep that social connectedness to children that are in their care. So whether it's reading stories over the phone or doing a group time, we believe that, and Learning Grove believes that the social emotional development is really, really critical for children. So there's a lot that have been out there about what to do with your kids and make sure they get outside and play, and that's all wonderful. But we're hoping to set up experiences for parents and children where children can stay connected with their friends and to their teacher. Because think about it, they're in care for almost 11 hours a day. So they form huge attachments with their children, with their teachers. And children, especially the most vulnerable that have experienced adverse childhood experiences, this is a huge change for them. So how can we have them keep their teacher in mind and get really innovative with technology? So we're really grateful that there's tools that are out there. So stay tuned as we deploy tools for parents and know that it'll have more of a social emotional slant. We'll also be doing that with parents to make sure that they're really having, doing some mindfulness meditation, having some time to self-reflect and really take care of themselves. So those are the things that we're excited to offer to the community.
What type of concerns are you hearing from parents or even grandparents as it relates to these orders from the governors?
Yeah, and it's interesting that you just asked that question. So I've got a clinical background. I really had to take just a deep breath. So, because this is, that you really hit the right question, because there's so much stress right now, and I believe people are really rising to the occasion. But what I'm hearing from parents, and the other thing about childcare is we develop very long-term relationships with parents, and we have the opportunity to see them at pickup and drop-off, unlike school districts who play a critical role, but they have, their children usually arrive on the bus. So we can see firsthand that our parents are stressed, and because they have relationships with us, we feel blessed that they actually share it. So uncertainty, because we know, and these are obvious points, but things that affect all of us, we don't know how long this will go on. So we're trying to help parents know that we're going to take this in a 2-week increment, and that we're going to be over-communicating and over-including, that we're going to be using, I'll start something on the weekend that school district superintendents here in Kentucky have done as far as going on Facebook Live. So anything that I can do to provide up-to-date information and also provide a sense of calmness. So you can really just see it on their faces at pickup and drop-off. Having said that, it's a community that rallies together. And I know that sounds corny, but it really is the truth about our greater Cincinnati and northern Kentucky region. You can also tell parents have asked how they could be helpful. We know that you all have a lot on your plate, so there's a lot of patience and giving grace during this time. But the worry is about how long will this go on? And then here's what I'm worried about. If we have parents that are typically working that aren't caring for their children during the day, and if they have multiple children, and like I mentioned, children that might have special needs or have experienced trauma, then they're expected to work on top of that remotely. That's just added stress no matter what. So What can we do to help parents in that circumstance? And none of us, this is our new normal. None of us have experience in dealing with that. So again, we hope that some of the resources we put out there, in addition to the wonderful resources like the zoo, you can tune in at 3 o'clock and see Fiona, et cetera. We're hoping that we're infusing resources to supplement those that say, we know that this is stressful. We know that you're trying to work remotely and care for your kids. Here are some things that we recommend. So I think uncertainty, how the heck am I going to work and be productive? What does my employer really expect of me? Is it clear? Will I have a job? Even for our childcare workforce, quite frankly, it's such a stressful job, and we don't have the wage and the pay that childcare centers should have. So this could be the icing on the cake, and we could see childcare turnover, which we really don't want to have.
We'll continue to watch and check in with you again soon. Shannon Starkey-Taylor is the CEO of Learning Grove. Shannon, thank you so much for your time. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks.